Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yandan with Evening News. The headlines. Dipupa Village Council holds public rally against unchecked taxation, extortion, kidnapping and threats to citizens and leaders. 108 achievers in HSLC examinations 2023 and 24 receives Chief Minister's Meritorious Students Fellowship. Dr. Imkong Lipa'au Martyrdom Day observed at Rajbhavan. And RBI announces launch of nationwide quiz for college students enrolled in bachelor's degree courses. Now the news in detail. Scores of people participated in a major rally today organized by Dipupa Village Council, DVC Dimapur, to protest against unchecked taxation, extortion, kidnapping and threats to citizens and leaders. The rally began from Airport Junction through Green Park Junction and concluded at Agri Expo Gate. DVC Chairman Kuzui Shohe criticized the current situation, stating that Nagaland is now a land of taxation with around 25 to 26 factions imposing taxes indiscriminately. He noted recent incidents, including the kidnapping of a grocery shop owner and threats to the president of Dipupa Naga Youth Organization, DNYO, which have prompted the community to speak out. Shohei also reported the arrest and expulsion of self-styled Captain Kahuvi Chishi from the village, warning that any antisocial activities would not be tolerated. DNYO President T. Molungpa Au criticized the formation of new factions that impose illegal taxes and threaten residents. Meanwhile, Chairperson Dipupa Naga Women Organization, Chris Ovenio, urged Nagas to take antisocial behavior issues seriously as problems are not limited to Dipupa alone. Following the rally, participants submitted a six-point memorandum to the Deputy Commissioner of Jammu Kidima. The memorandum demanded strict legal action under the National Security Act, opposed granting bail to offenders and called for banning of firearms in public spaces within Dipupa. It also advocated a one-government, one-tax policy to streamline tax collection and enforcement of ceasefire ground rules and reiterated the expulsion of Kahuvi Chishi from the village. A total of 108 top students in the HSLC examinations 2023 and 24 received the Chief Minister's Meritorious Students Fellowship. These includes 57 HSLC toppers from 2023 batch and 51 from 2024 batch. In a program held at Kohima today, Advisor of School Education and SCRT, Dr. Getrelole Yome, handed over the awards and certificates to the recipients. Addressing the students, Dr. Yome said he is proud and impressed by the students for excelling in their academics, adding the scoring over 80% is not a joke. He said the meritorious scholarships initiated by the Chief Minister in 2019 may not be a huge amount. He, however, said this particular scholarship not only gives the students a recognition but allows a baton. He said the state has about 2.59 lakh students enrolled in the private schools and 1.47 lakh students in government schools. Stating that they will become leaders, technocrats, professionals, he reminded the achievers not to forget that Nagaland also has highest dropouts in the country. Yume said the status of education in the state has come a long way, citing that this year marks the centennial celebration of the first ever Naga graduate who graduated in 1924. Yume further said India is a global leader amongst the developing countries, is rolling out new education policy, which Nagaland is also at par with global trends. Chairperson NBSC Asano Sekose said, since the institution of the fellowship from HSLC 2019 batch, 208 students have been benefited from this fellowship. The Chief Minister's Meritorious Students Fellowship provides a grant of 50,000 rupees per achiever, followed by an equal amount up to 5 installments. Dr. Imkong Lipa'au Martyrdom Day was observed at Rajbhavan today. In his short exhortation, while paying his homage, Nagaland Governor Lal Ganesan stated that Dr. Imkong Lipa'au was a visionary who about 60 years ago foresaw a peaceful and prosperous Nagaland. had his opponents and critics heeded his vision, then we would be in a far better situation today, Gunnarsson said. The governor emphasized that Nagas are talented and forward-thinking as any other communities in India, and thus Nagaland should be as developed as any other state in the country. Gunnarsson said, unfortunately, we lag behind others for not paying heed to the guidance of pioneers and visionary leaders like Dr. Imkonglipa Ao. The governor further urged the gathering to live as model citizens of the country so that the legacy of great personalities like Dr. Imkonglipa Ao would live on. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Reserve Bank of India, RBI, has announced the launch of nationwide quiz, the RBI 90 quiz, for college students enrolled in bachelor's degree courses only to commemorate 90 years of RBI's functioning. The quiz will be based on general knowledge and will feature a multi-level competition commencing with an online phase, followed by state and zonal level rounds and culminating at the national final. Cash prizes will be awarded to the winning teams, two from each team, at the state level, zonal level and national level. Registrations are open and the competition will commence in September. For registration and details, one may visit the website at rbi90quiz.in. Aam Aadmi Party AAP Nagaland President Ashok Gehlot has outlined the party's vision for the state, emphasizing commitment to transparency, development and public service. Speaking at a press conference today in Dimapur, Gehlot highlighted the challenges Nagaland faces and critical need for transformative governance to uplift the state. He expressed concern that roads are in poor condition, healthcare facilities are inadequate, and education system lags behind. Gehlot said these are daily realities that people face, and AAP Nagaland is here to change that. Emphasizing the importance of improving healthcare, Gehlot said AAP Nagaland will push for creation of postgraduate medical institute to ensure that people have access to quality healthcare. Acknowledging the lack of a strong opposition in the state's political landscape, Gehlot said that AAP Nagaland is in readiness to fill that role. He also revealed plans to expand AAP's presence at district level despite the party's decision not to participate in recent urban local body elections due to lack of public response. Gehlot further gave a clarion call for action, urging the citizens of Nagaland to unite behind AAP's vision for progress and accountability. Commissioner and Secretary Cooperation Department, Kohima, Zarantang Azung has emphasized the intrinsic connection between the rights and duties of government servants. Speaking at the 12th review meeting of the Department of Cooperation held at Mirema, Azung said, "It is the right of a government servant to receive a salary, but it is equally our responsibility to fulfill our duties diligently." Azung encouraged the officers to lead by example, highlighting the importance of effective coordination with staff, administration and allied departments. He underscored three key focus areas for the department, which includes computerization of primary agricultural cooperative societies to enhance efficiency and transparency, and a robust recovery drive in collaboration with Nagaland State Cooperative Bank to improve financial health and accountability, and thorough audit of cooperative societies to ensure proper functioning and compliance. During the review meeting, officers from various districts also presented their reports. And now to end news, here are the headlines again. Dipupar Village Council holds public rally against unchecked taxation, extortion, kidnapping and threats to citizens and leaders. 108 achievers in HSLC examinations 2023 and 24 receives Chief Minister's Meritorious Students Fellowship. Dr. Imkonglipa Ao Martyrdom Day observed at Rajbhavan. An RBI announces launch of nationwide quiz for college students enrolled in bachelor's degree courses. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.